been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, here we are. It's episode 301. I hope you guys enjoyed that special episode 300 we brought to you a couple weeks ago, where Josh and I got to hang out with John from Jimmy's Famous Seafood. What a treat that was. Got to learn all about the tailgoat. I hope you guys are signing up and going to a couple tailgoats this year. But hey, training camp has officially started. The Ravens are back at the castle. So Josh and I decided we're going to do a little mini episode. Got to talk about the Ravens and some other things going on in the NFL. So, Josh, how's it going, man? How are you?
Doing great, man. How do we follow up 300? I hope 301 is going to be just as awesome.
I think it'll be just as awesome. I don't know. There might be less crab cakes, though, unfortunately for us.
Less crab cakes. Nah, I'm not good with that. Gotta give me the crab cakes. But, nah, I mean, you're together 301 strong, man. It's been awesome. Another installment, another year is upon us. Bro, football season.
It is football season. I'm so excited. I'm going to the stadium practice this weekend. I'm so excited to go to that. I'm taking my godson like I did last year. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be great to be back at the bank, and it's going to be great to see these guys in the field once again.
It's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait to hear all about it. I mean, this is it. I mean, training camp started for all 32 teams in the NFL. This is the last weekend without football until February, because next week, preseason starts for the Ravens. Preseason starts for the NFL. The first unofficial game is the Hall of Fame game next Thursday, and we're recording a week from that. We're the last part of July, man. July's ending, and August is starting next week. So, we welcome training camp with open arms. The call is ringing in the new season, Raven style. Dude, I can't wait, man. I've heard some good things out of day one already.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. The Ravens, the first report from day one is Lamar Jackson. He looks bulked up. We saw that with minicamp just a couple weeks ago, but everyone is commenting on how bulked up and how big Lamar looks now. It seems as if a lot of players are coming back. J.K. Dobbins is chomping at the bit. He wants to get out on the field. He's not there yet, but all signs point in the right direction. We've got Marlon Humphrey, who's looking fantastic. Right now, it seems as if the Ravens, at least for the first couple days of training camp, have a lot of their parts and pieces sort of trickling back in after that injury-riddled season last year.
Absolutely, and I certainly echo what you have brought to the table as far as the day one report. I heard Dobbins is on the sideline on the PUP list looking antsy, wants to get out there. Marcus Peters and a few others joined him on the sidelines on the PUP list, not to rush them back. Duvernay had an awesome back shoulder catch from Lamar for the pass. That was an incredible highlight. Heard Bateman and Humphrey were matching up one-on-one in training camp for day one. I think Marlon got the best of them is what I heard. But overall, Bateman's had a strong day. Obviously, Nick Boyle and Mark Andrews, you know, remaining strong with the tight end position. I heard Tyler Batty's got some soft hands out there catching some balls out of the backfield. So, you know, overall, I can't wait to see what this rookie class can do. You know, all the focus is on Tyler Lindebaum and Kyle Hamilton in the first round, making a strong impact. Focus is on the new D coordinator with Odafe Oweh and David Ajabo. Now, Ajabo is apparently he's the lone rookie unsigned. There's some squirrels with there's a different indifference with, I think, one of his years with compensation. I think years two or three. I'm sure that'll get done. Apart from the injury, the dude's a monster, dude's a beast. We like to see him on the field. I mean, right now, it's kind of like it's a mute point, right? Because, you know, he's not on the field right now. So the contract isn't holding him out of training camp for some, you know, all practices. I don't know what stage he's in as far as, you know, getting back on the field. I know he's a couple months away from returning, but I don't know, even if without the contract dispute, if he can even show up on the field. I don't know that part. You have to look into it. If anybody has info, please let me know. But I've yet to read if he's field ready at this point. But we would hope things get done on both sides. And just like a few folks said, and players echoed, if Lamar's not worried about his own contract, why should we? I mean, everybody's been gung-ho, especially with the Kyler Murray situation a few weeks ago. You know, Lamar's going to probably command and warrant more given his track record and given his talent ability, you know, in that neighborhood. So it remains to be seen. But right now, Lamar's in camp looking lean, looking mean, ready for the revenge tour as the whole Ravens bunch, and wants to show last year that we're all going to come back stronger than ever. I think that's the motto for this year unofficially. It should be just stronger than before, stronger than ever, or you know, something like that, because I feel like I feel like it's coming for the Ravens. They want redemption. You know, they were 8-3 with all these injuries last year and just went on that unprecedented losing streak. And the end of year was ridiculous. So in 2019, we were rewarded with a 12-game winning streak. Didn't, you know, playoff berth, one seed, didn't really get the job done. But last year was the opposite side with a crazy losing streak. 8-3, ending up 8-9. Could have, pretty should have won every game pretty much they lost in. You know, so, and that gives you hope for the future, even with the injuries. So, you know, reflecting back on last year, the past of the past, building on this year, the hype video got me pumped, ready, run through a wall as usual, if you probably already saw it though. But I am ready to rock, ready to get back at it. And man, I just can't wait overall, man. It's exciting time.
It is definitely exciting. One of the things this season that's kind of interesting, kind of got me excited, is that a lot of teams are doing some alternate or throwback helmets. And Adam Schefter put this out end of July on the 25th. And I thought this was really interesting. He listed the alternate helmets. We have the Bears, Bengals, Cardinals, Commanders, Cowboys, Eagles, Jets, Panthers, Saints, and Texans doing alternate helmets for a few games, and then there's four teams doing throwback helmets: the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Giants, and the Patriots. Now, unfortunately, we know that the Ravens can't do any throwback stuff because of the dispute over the original logo, which is such a bummer, because I would love to see the Ravens kind of rocking those original jerseys and helmets one day. But I'm looking at these alternate helmets. I got to say, if you look at them, we can post these up again on the Facebook page. I really like the Cardinals, I really like the Jets, and I really like the Panthers. It's kind of like the Panthers have this matte black, the Jets have this matte black, and then their logos are one color, and it's a dark green, it's a dark blue. The Cardinals, their helmet looks black, but when you look close, it's kind of this really, really dark maroon red color as well. And I was just thinking, what do you think that the Ravens could potentially do as an alternate helmet? We already know that the Ravens have a great design. I love what the Ravens are usually wearing out on the field. But if they were going to do an alternate helmet, we haven't seen that before from them. What do you think that the Ravens could potentially do with an alternate helmet? And which one is your favorite of the bunch that have been posted?
Yeah, I think the Ravens, you know, if I use my imagination here, I would like to see a chrome purple, like a chrome looking purple with a black matte face mask, still using the Ravens logo, or maybe even using the shield on the helmets this time.
Oh, interesting. Like that, I didn't think of that.
Instead of the Raven bird, I would like to see the shield on both sides. The other thing would be too, is, and that would be a cool color combination with some of the jersey combinations that they have. Like that would look hot with a white jersey a little bit. What I also, the favorites in the bunch that you posted, I'm going to go three helmets here. I do like the Jets. I'm going to put them fourth on my list. Top three, I would have to say the Bengals, the all-white helmet is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, and then I love the black helmets with the Panthers. So the Cardinals, Panthers, and the Bengals, I love their alternate helmets. I think they're awesome. I mean, all of them are great in their own right, but I really love this top three, and then putting the Jets at fourth on my list.
Yeah, I got to say, the Panthers, I think you and I are kind of seeing the same thing. I really dig that. I like the I recently got a new car, and the big thing when I was looking at these new cars is I wanted black on black. I wanted any of the logos or anything like that. I wanted them blacked out. I wanted the car black, and I have a
Jay-Z
Raven.
Jay-Z says all black everything.
That's right. That's what I wanted, though. I wanted everything to just be black. Right. I wanted to, like, just the very base trim around the license plate or the thread on the inside. I wanted that to be red, and I got that luckily with the car. But I have a Ravens logo right above the name of the vehicle on the back of the car, and it's a silver Raven head, and it's got that red eye. So I was thinking, what if the Ravens did like a matte black, and then the logo of the Raven head was black, and you just kind of saw that red eye? It would be kind of like black on black. I thought that'd be a really cool looking design. But I really like your idea, though, of doing like the shield and maybe like a purple helmet. I think that would look really nice, because you see the Texans, they have a red helmet they're going to be wearing with their logo on
it. And theirs looks a little chrome. And I've seen some of the alternate mini helmets when you do autograph signings. There are some chrome series out there, and they look pretty awesome. So I think the Ravens can get away with like a chrome purple, matte black, or maybe even a chrome gold or silver kind of deal, and maybe, you know, changing up a bit. I don't know, but obviously purple is the base color, black secondary. Like to see something along the lines of that. I mean, the shield, you know, it was taken away off the center of the field and then put back, and it was just a fan favorite of ours, and it's just an awesome logo to incorporate what Maryland's about, Baltimore Ravens all in one, and the shield with the Maryland flag in there, so and the arms. So I really think that, you know, they can get away with something like that. I'd like to see if the Ravens eventually do it. I'm sure if already half the league has done it for this year, I'd like to see, you know, the rest of the half of the league come out with alternate helmets and kind of, they already have the alternate jerseys, you know, now they have the alternate helmets with complete package, and it would be fun for the fans, another trinket to get, of course, with, you know, autograph signings and collectibles. And, you know, again, I've seen them out there before. If you go on some websites, I've seen some of the chrome helmets, which made me think of that. And I've seen some wild custom pieces with some sports shows I've been to. There's been some wild custom pieces there with some face masks and some shields there. So I think the NFL can get creative with the helmets, and I think it would be fun.
What if, here we go, what if, you know me and my what ifs.
You're getting crazy. What you got?
What if it was a purple helmet, and like the Eagles helmet that's got the wings, what if they got some black Raven wings on it? But what if, here's another logo they don't use that much. I love your idea with the shield again, but that B on the hip. You know, I like the B because my name's Brandon and I can use that as my own logo. But what if they put that B that they usually have on the hip up on the helmet?
I think you might like, I don't like that.
Like, you don't like that one?
I don't like just the B, because to me it would be like, who's that? Like, literally, just think about it. Like, if it was a black helmet with just that gold-looking B, I mean, we know what it is, but if you've never seen sports before, you'd be like, who's that? It doesn't personify Ravens. Like, we get it.
Good point.
And I know it's on the pant, but, like, I feel like it doesn't – like it's almost like – and we get it because we identify and we know what these logos are, but it's like the G with the Georgia Bulldogs and the G for Green Bay Packers. Like, you know what that G is. Like, that. I'm not saying, like, they would take away. I'm like, you can't – well, you're going to replace the G in Green Bay with a cheese head? Like, you're just not going to do that. maybe that'd be their alternate helmet, a chrome green with a yellow cheese head on it. I don't know. It'd be something crazy, but – you know, I just think about it that, and I just think that, you know, it doesn't personify Ravens. You know, when you see the Raven logo, you see the shield, you know what they're about. You know, I mean, you have a good idea. I don't want to discount it, but I would disagree with it, saying, like, I just didn't like the B, too generic.
Yeah.
But I know you're a fan of the B. It means Baltimore, it means Brandon. It means, I definitely wouldn't want to see the B there. But hey, I think it would look, still think it would look good, but I just don't think it would be something that could fly. But hey, you know, we agree, disagree, brother.
Yeah,
can't agree on everything. Like, well, yeah, that way.
It happens. It happens. But I mean, it's just like you and blue cheese. I mean, I get it.
Oh, the ranch and blue cheese debate, the wings and the drums and the flats debate.
Now, all right. Okay. So, do you think that the Ravens? We haven't really seen them do these alternate helmets before. They're not in this batch. Are they a little gun shy because they went with those mustard looking pants for the 20th season and the fans kind of ripped them
apart?
That
was a mistake. I remember they got beat bad that day. I think it was against the Chiefs or the Seahawks. I was at that game. It was ridiculous.
That was a bad one. I mean, everybody
was hurt.
That
was a Jimmy Clausen game, wasn't it?
That was, I think so.
I
remember
Jimmy Clausen quarterback or something. It was one of those years. I think it was the year Flacco went down, and then we had like Matt Schaub at quarterback, and like Jimmy Clausen and like Ryan Mallett. I mean, he might have been Ryan Mallett at quarterback, one of the two.
I remember Kamar Aiken was the only good part of that
game.
Yes,
number 11. Yeah, I remember 11, Kamar Aiken. Remember that. He was like the sole producer of that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
That game was
bad.
It was bad as the pants.
that game really was as bad as those pants were. Good golly. But all right. So hopefully maybe next season the Ravens will do something for an alternate. I love the color rush jerseys that the Ravens still pull out every once in a while. So I don't know. I'm one of those people, you know, if you listen to my hockey podcast, What the Puck, Coach Dan, he hates alternate stuff. He likes stuff to be traditional. He likes stuff to always like stay as they were. Whereas I'm like, oh, this is weird looking. I like it. I dig it. So I saw these alternate helmets and I was like, I kind of want to talk to Josh about this because I want to see what the Ravens would do. I'm kind of intrigued. Something different, something new. We've had these logos for the Ravens for a really long time. Maybe we could come up with something a little bit different. Maybe we could come up with something kind of fun and out there, but we'll see, maybe next year. But right now, this year, the Ravens are starting training camp. The season is right upon us. I can't wait. Josh, this was a little mini episode. Have we covered everything for this episode of The Call?
Quote the Raven, nevermore. We got to cover.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, if you guys are, you know, graphic artists out there, you want to design your own helmet and show them off and let us see it, let us see them, tweet to us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at Italian GQ52.
Now go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever our new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Plus, we're always sharing all kinds of stuff over there as well. Josh and I, we got some stuff cooking for this season, and we're really excited about it. So hopefully we'll have some exciting stuff for you guys to check out all season long. So make sure you go over and like us over on Facebook. Now we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So if you're a local here in Baltimore, the stadium practice is coming up this Saturday. If you see me walking around, come say hi. We'll do a selfie. But that's it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Football is back. But I will say this. I think the B alternate helmet's growing on me.
Already?
Because it stands for blue cheese and Britt Baker.
All right, Britt Baker, I'm all for. Blue cheese, though. No, it does not stand for that. It only stands for good things.
I just thought I'd get you with that one. So, okay, gotcha. But I tell you what B stands for. Baltimore Ravens are back, baby. And I can't wait to see what they got in store for us. Say, preseason game number one is on the horizon next weekend. Get ready for it. It's going to be fantastic. And football's here. Let's cross our fingers. Let's say some prayers. Nobody get hurt this year in preseason. No one's playing in the preseason. No one gets hurt in training camp preseason. Hey, we don't get getting hurt at all this season. But if it happens, let's do it for the games that matter, because we know injuries are part of the game, and unfortunately they are sometimes unavoidable and sometimes excruciating to go through as both player, fan, family, and everything else. But let's hope for a safe and healthy season for the Ravens. Revenge tour. Can't wait to get it started. 2022 Ravens season is upon us. NFL is upon us. I know everybody's geared up, ready to go, getting their fantasy dress ready, getting geared up and ready for the road trips for the season. And training camp's here. Enjoy it. I hope we go out to the facility. Enjoy it with your family and friends if you get a chance to go. Like Brandon, if you're at the stadium practice, can't wait to hear all about it. Please post us on the Call Facebook page and tweet us about it. I would love to see pictures and video and share your experiences. If it's your first time in the stadium, if it's your 100th time in the stadium, you know, I want to hear about it, and we want to hear about it, me and Brandon. So with that being said, enjoy the last bit of off season. Because actually, wait a minute. There is no offseason. Football's here. Baltimore Ravens. How about it? Let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.